Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 18 and 19, the following, "For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. And wisdom is justified by her works." Name-calling is very old. And sometimes when people don't want to accept the truth of God's Word, they resort to name-calling. It could be through ignorance or prejudice or slander or outright malice. But sometimes folks will resort to name-calling instead of facing the truth of God's Word. Friends, we welcome you to another edition of the Let the Bible Speak program, and this morning we're going to address the matter of why we are not Campbellites. For many years, members of Churches of Christ have been described as Campbellites. I don't hear that as much today as it was many years ago, but it is still there. For many years, individuals have described members of Churches of Christ as Campbellites, especially those associated with Baptist churches. And I hasten to say, if you're listening this morning from the Baptist church, I am not saying that everyone from the Baptist church has said that. I'm not saying that. And there are good people in Baptist churches who have never used that term. But my experience has been that there are many, not all, but many have come from Baptist churches that have said that. One example is a book that was written back in 1973 by a Baptist preacher named Bob Ross. It was called Campbellism, Its History and Heresies. Campbellite is used prejudicially by Baptist and others to basically say that members of Churches of Christ trace their origin back to Alexander Campbell in the early 1800s, and not to the Bible. And so we want to address that today. We're glad that you've joined us. We're simply looking at this in order to set the record straight and to explain the truth of the matter. Maybe you've heard that and you've wondered about that expression. We want to set the record straight and look at the truth of that particular matter. What's interesting is that Campbellite, as a prejudicial name, was used as early as the 1830s. I have a copy of an article by Alexander Campbell entitled Campbellism, and it was taken from an article that he wrote in the Millennial Harbinger, Volume 1, Number 3, March 1830, where he is describing how that some people are using the word Campbellite or Campbellism to describe Alexander Campbell's teaching and so forth. So that term does go back quite a ways. But we're going to see this morning why it should not be used and applied to members of Churches of Christ. First of all, there were others. I'm going to give some reasons. At least seven reasons. We'll talk about different reasons, but at least seven why we are not Campbellites. First of all, there were others at this time, and even before Alexander Campbell, who wanted to be New Testament Christians. Before Alexander Campbell came to America in 1809, there were individuals who simply wanted to be New Testament Christians, and the description of them as Churches of Christ, that was used before Alexander Campbell even came to America. A Church of Christ was formed in England in 1669. Barton W. Stone in the Cane Ridge Church of Christ was found up around Cane Ridge, Lexington, Kentucky, in 1802. 7 years before Campbell came to America. 2 years before Campbell comes to America in 1807, a Church of Christ description appears on William Rogers' tombstone at Cane Ridge. I've been there and visited that particular place, and you can see those grave markers. This is before Campbell even comes to the United States. Church of Christ, as a description, does not trace its origin to Alexander Campbell. Describing oneself as a Christian does not trace its origin to Alexander Campbell. The first time Christian is used is of the disciples in Antioch in Acts chapter 11 and verse 26. It goes all the way back to Acts 11, 26, not to Alexander Campbell. And in Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, the churches around Corinth and in that area of Achaia and that peninsula, they're described as churches of Christ. Romans 16, 16. It didn't come from Alexander Campbell. So first of all, there are individuals describe themselves as churches of Christ or Christians before Alexander Campbell even comes to the United States. They're simply using descriptions that are found in the New Testament. The second reason why we are not Campbellites is that Alexander Campbell was associated primarily with Baptist from 1813 to 1830, not New Testament Christians. Campbell was not looking to start a denomination called the Church of Christ. He had a paper called the Christian Baptist. He was primarily associating himself at that time with Baptist. So he's not looking to start a Church of Christ denomination. Number three, the reason why we're not Campbellites is that we practice things that go back to the New Testament, not to Alexander Campbell. Name just one belief or practice that we have today because it came from Alexander Campbell and not from the New Testament. If you can show that, then you would have a point, maybe. Somebody says, well, you're a Campbellite. Well, that means that we are following the teaching of Alexander Campbell. And we are doing things today the way he would want them to be done. And yet that's not the case. There's not one belief or practice that we are engaged in today that traces its origin back to Alexander Campbell. We go all the way back to the New Testament. Our standard of belief and practice is the New Testament alone. I have a book that Alexander Campbell wrote called The Christian System. I have that in my library. I haven't even read all the way through it. I don't know everything that Alexander Campbell taught, nor do I care to know that. It may be interesting to know that, but I read my New Testament. And those whom I am in fellowship with and associated with, they would say the same thing. We follow Jesus Christ. In the Mount of Transfiguration, the Heavenly Father said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." Matthew 17:5. We listen to Jesus. We have obeyed the form of doctrine that was delivered by the Apostle Paul, Romans 6, verse 17. We imitate Paul, who also followed Christ in his word, 1 Corinthians 11, 1 and 2. There are many, many New Testament passages that teach us that the New Testament is our standard of authority. Paul said, "Be ye imitators of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you that you remember me in all things and hold fast the traditions, even as I delivered them to you." We listen to what the Apostle Paul says, not Alexander Campbell. Alexander Campbell was wrong in some matters, and we'll see that in just a minute. Paul was never wrong. Jesus was never wrong. 2 Thessalonians 2:15, we hold fast the apostolic traditions. 2 Timothy 1:13, we hold fast the pattern of sound words, which is in the New Testament. Name just one belief or practice that we have today that came from Alexander Campbell and not from the New Testament. Well, baptism for the remission of sins. No. No, that didn't come from Alexander Campbell. That came from the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Well, what about singing without an instrument? No, that didn't come from Alexander Campbell. That came from the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5, 19. Colossians 3, 16. When we describe ourselves as churches of Christ, that didn't come from the Apostle Paul. That didn't come, from Alexander Campbell. It came from Paul's pen when he wrote in Romans 16 and verse 16, the churches of Christ salute you. When we worship each Lord's Day, we do that which is found in the New Testament. It doesn't trace itself back to Alexander Campbell. The local church organization of having elders in each congregation and the elders oversee the flock just among them, that goes to Peter in 1 Peter 5 and verse 2. It doesn't go back to Alexander Campbell. And the terms of membership, what one must do so that the Lord can add him to the body, that doesn't go back to Alexander Campbell. It goes back to Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47, when they were baptized and the Lord added them to the flock. No voting, no other man-made terms of membership. Our attitude toward the Scriptures. Somebody who knows history might say at this point, well, wasn't it Alexander Campbell and those of his day who said, speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent? They did say that. But long before they said that, individuals like Peter in 1 Peter 4:11, when he wrote, if any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God. That principle is found from Peter, not Alexander Campbell. We're not to go beyond the things that are written, 2 John 9. So we limit ourselves to what the Bible says. Alexander Campbell no doubt had an unusual ability, and he had an ability to teach and to write, wrote a voluminous amount of material. But we do not follow Alexander Campbell. We follow Jesus Christ and his apostles. Fourth, we are not Campbellites because even Alexander Campbell himself believed and practiced things that were wrong. And I would be the first to say that. He belonged to various religious associations that would vote on things and control things. There's no association or hierarchy like that in the New Testament. He was the first president of the American Christian Missionary Society in 1849 in Cincinnati, Ohio, where delegates were sent from different churches, and there was a board, and there was a president, and voting and doctrinal positions were stated to control different churches. There's nothing like that in the New Testament. He was the first president of an arrangement that has absolutely no Bible authority for it. No, we don't follow Alexander Campbell. And anyone who does would be foolish to do so. Mr. Campbell or any other man. And the reason I say that, friends, so boldly is that was the very problem that Paul addresses in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if you'll turn with me there. Following human individuals rather than Jesus Christ, that is one of the problems that was at Corinth that caused the division there. We are not Campbellites because we are not disciples of Alexander Campbell. To be a Campbellite, I would have to be a disciple or follower or learner of Alexander Campbell, and I am not, and we are not. And number two, we are not Campbellites because Campbell was not crucified for me, and I was not baptized into his name. We do not need to be following men. We do not need to be bearing man-made names. That was the problem at Corinth. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 11. The household of Chloe had told Paul that there were contentions and divisions at the church at Corinth. And so he writes in verse 12, 1 Corinthians 1, 12, "Now this I mean, that each one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas," or Peter, "and I of Christ. Is Christ divided?" These are rhetorical questions. No, he's not. "Was Paul crucified for you?" No. "Or were you baptized into the name of Paul?" No. They were following Paul, Apollos, Peter, and they were being divided. And look at the two things that Paul brings up. In order to follow someone, they would have to be crucified for you, and you would have to be baptized into their name. Alexander Campbell was not crucified for anybody, and no one is baptized into the name of Alexander Campbell. But Christ was crucified for us, and we are baptized into his name. There are several places where individuals are described as being baptized into the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 19 is one of those where Paul is preaching in the city of Ephesus, and there were those who had been baptized into John the Baptist, or baptized by his baptism, excuse me, and when they heard this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. That's why we are a Christian and a disciple of Christ, because he was crucified for us and we're baptized into his name. There's no salvation in the name of Alexander Campbell. Salvation is in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Peter was talking about Jesus Christ. And when we start following men, we lose sight of a basic principle. If you're in 1 Corinthians 1, just turn over to a couple of chapters to 1 Corinthians 3. We need to remember that individuals are ministers, they're servants, but we're not to name ourselves by them or follow them. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 5, "What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? Ministers through whom you believed, and each as the Lord gave him. I planted," that is, I started the congregation there in Corinth, Acts chapter 18. "Apollos watered." He came along later and developed those Christians. You can also read that in Acts 18. "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then," look at this, "neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth." Paul and Apollos are nothing, but God gave the increase, but God that giveth the increase. "Now that he that planteth and he that watereth are one," they're united in their work, "but each shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers," that's all men are, preachers of the gospel and Bible students and Bible teachers, just fellow workers. "You are God's husbandry, God's building." So we lose sight of that. We elevate a man. We call ourselves by that man. And I would, if there are any of our Lutheran friends that are listening, I hope that you would think about that. The reason I'm not a Lutheran is I don't want to call myself by the name of Martin Luther. Luther was not crucified for us. We're not baptized into the name of Luther. We need to drop all denominational names. We need to drop and reject all human names and religious designations and simply call ourselves a Christian like they did in Acts 11:26. I'm not a Campbellite because I'm a Christian. This is the only name one can read about in the New Testament. There are different descriptions: brethren, disciples, saints, household. But you won't find any of man's names. A more beautiful name cannot be found in the New Testament than that which glorifies Christ. In fact, that's the very thing that Peter says in 1 Peter 4:16, that we glorify God in this name, being a Christian. If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. So we're not going to call ourselves Campbellites. Number five, we are not a Campbellite because we do not trace our roots to Alexander Campbell. We trace our roots back to Christ and the New Testament church that he said that he would build, Matthew 16:18. We're not interested in any kind of a church that Alexander Campbell built in the 1800s. If some churches of Christ trace their roots to Alexander Campbell, they're wrong to do so. And we do not have fellowship with them. There may be some Church of Christ out there that does. I don't know. But we don't. All I can answer for is myself and where we are at Warfield Boulevard, the North 2nd Street Church in Clarksville, North 2nd Street Church of Christ. They don't trace their roots back to Alexander Campbell. In fact, I heard Jason Sage, who preaches on the radio weekly, I heard him recently speak on this very matter. And he would say the same thing as I'm saying this morning. Sixth, we follow Jesus Christ and not Alexander Campbell. We follow the words of Jesus Christ. I mentioned to you earlier that Alexander Campbell wrote a book called The Christian System, in which he laid out many doctrines. And I'm sure there's some truth in that book. But we follow the New Testament, not Alexander Campbell's The Christian System or any other book that he wrote. We're part of the church that Jesus built. We want to be added to his body. Acts 2:47. There's one body, Ephesians 4:4-6, the seven ones there of Paul. One body, Jesus is the head of that body, which is the church, Ephesians 1:22-23. And when a person today simply obeys the New Testament gospel, the seed is planted, it produces a Christian, and he can be a member of the Lord's church without even knowing Alexander Campbell ever lived. In fact, there are many, many people today who are baptized into Christ, they obey the simple New Testament gospel, they become a member of the Lord's church, they don't even know the name Alexander Campbell. And they will go through their life not knowing anything that he said or taught. And they are the Christian that God wants them to be. We follow the principle of restoration, not someone who's trying to restore things. There's no question that there was a period in Alexander Campbell's life in which he was trying to come out of various denominational things and restore New Testament Christianity. If you know anything about that period of time, it's described as the Restoration Movement. But listen very carefully. There's a difference between the principle of restoration and the restorer himself of the restoration. And we don't follow the restorer. We follow the principle of going back to the New Testament if we need to do that. And I would liken it unto the Old Testament. In 2 Kings 22:23, King Josiah restored the Old Testament law and worship. It had been neglected. But the people, the text says, went back to the law. They didn't start calling themselves Josiahites or Josiahism. They didn't follow the man. They went back and followed the old law. The same thing would be true with Hezekiah. He restored the Passover and the Old Testament sacrifices that had been neglected in his day. In 2 Chronicles 29 through 31, chapters 29 through 31. But the people went back to the old law. They didn't start calling themselves Hezekiahites or Hezekiahism. Don't confuse restoration with the restorer. The same thing would be true in Nehemiah chapter 8. Ezra and Nehemiah brought God's people after the Babylonian captivity back to the law of Moses. But they didn't start calling themselves Ezraites, Nehemiahites. It wasn't called Ezraism or Nehemiahism. They just simply went back and followed the old law. And any time anybody, whether it's the 1800s or today, when we tell people to go back and follow the New Testament law, that's the principle of restoration. And we do that, but we don't follow the person who is encouraging others to do that, myself included. Finally, we do not wear the name Campbellite because Alexander Campbell himself rejected that name. In that article that I was telling you about in the Millennial Harbinger, Volume 1, Number 3, on page 118, this is March 1830, he rejects the idea of people calling themselves that name. So why are we being called something by others that Campbell himself said, don't call yourselves that way? It's being used as a prejudicial slander. Raccoon John Smith rejected this name in 1831. No, it's being used, if it's used at all today, in a prejudicial, mean-spirited way. We are Christians only. Acts 11:26, Acts 26:28, and 1 Peter 4:16, the three places where Christian is used in the New Testament. We are members of a local church of Christ, Romans 16, verse 16. We resist the urge to follow anyone but Jesus Christ. We learn that from 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 13, that division is wrong. Following men, that's wrong. And we're not going to do that. We resist the urge to lead others. Jesus Christ is our leader. We're not going to be a Diotrephes, 3 John 9, and take the preeminence and take the lead. No, Jesus has all preeminence, Colossians 1:18. We resist the urge to plant any seed other than the Word of God. Matthew 13:19, Matthew 15:13, when we plant any other seed, it will be dug up and rejected. Friends, we call upon you to be just a simple New Testament Christian and member of the Lord's Church of Christ. And if we can help you do that, please contact us where we can study and we can learn how to be Christians together. Thank you for joining us this morning and have a good day.